finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards. Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. That's pretty good. We're pretty, I'm surprised that we're like so
in sync,
good at clapping.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
It was good.
In my,
I felt like my clap didn't make any sound at all.
But did you see the spike?
Yeah, it made sound, but it felt like it made no sound.
Sometimes I overshadow things. I've got a loud clap.
True.
I spent all of my youth going to Rider games, so.
Right. Lots of clapping.
Lots of clapping. Mm-hmm. I had like a superstition when they're on offense. I would always do 11 claps, but like soft claps.
Okay.
And like it would always matter. It would depend on like where the play clock was. I don't think, you know, like all superstitions, if we really looked at them with any rigor,
don't hold up.
No.
No.
But it made me feel more regulated.
Yeah. There you go. Like some control.
Sports are very dysregulated.
Are we starting? Have we officially started?
Do you not want this to be in?
We can be.
We don't have to be. Is this not good enough for you?
I was just wondering.
I'm not necessarily performing at this point.
Right.
But this is something that I don't think is not interesting. Well, it's not interesting, but it is unnecessarily complex.
Yeah, is anything interesting?
Yeah.
That's not a question we need to answer. Welcome back to episode 4.
Shame on me.
Of Officially Shame on Me.
Shame on me.
And now we can stop talking about the name.
That did take up most of the air.
It
took
me up a lot of time.
Of the first 3 episodes.
So it's official.
But we got it. We got a logo. We got some cover art.
Yeah.
I really enjoy that creative process.
Yeah, that was a good collaborative process.
Also really glad that I wasn't the one who had to come up with the initial logo or attempt at it.
Yeah, it was a really good, like, one person, well, Drudd started it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we jumped in. So Drudd has contributed.
Drudd has contributed. Round of applause for Drudd today.
Drudd has not edited an episode, but that's okay.
I don't think editing needs to fall on Drudd's shoulders.
No, it's not as complicated as people make it sound. I don't know. I'm not doing it, though.
Yeah,
so.
Who were you talking to that made it seem complicated?
I don't know. It just seemed like this like commitment and...
Sometimes I would wonder, like, do you have to, like, cut out all the pauses, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But if you don't care, it doesn't really matter.
I think we've got it. We found our good groove for episode 3. I'll listen to the whole thing.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And then I'll send you everything that needs to be
I wonder if
edited.
We should, like, yeah. You already did that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And we're talking about dropping things on Friday.
Yes.
I think we might have to do a double drop 1 week. Because at this point, when we drop episode 3 on Friday, it's going to be... Okay, I got to go see what Hannah's doing.
But I see what you're saying, that like it'll be 2 weeks behind. Yeah. Which, do we want a week behind? Do we want 2 weeks behind? It just depends on our capacity, I guess, to edit.
Yeah, I think that's super fair. But if we also start cutting things down to like a nice solid hour...
Right.
That probably helps as well.
We should probably try to do.
And if we just like really try not to say each other's names.
That's a pointed comment toward yourself. You said my name a lot.
Well, you're not wrong.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you're not. Yeah, you've said my name no times.
Yeah, I don't think.
You said your name once.
I said my name. But I haven't said your name. So.
One thing that I wanted to bring up was... I'm This might just be my assumption that I want to own, but I am surprised, like pleasantly surprised, that like this isn't a burden on you.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like
recording the podcast isn't a burden.
Yeah,
I would say I feel the same. That I'm also surprised it's not a burden on you.
I've got nothing going on.
And you think I have lots going on? Is that what you're saying?
You have land.
Yeah.
You have
things. It's a really great way to procrastinate doing things.
I don't know what the question is, but what would you rather be doing?
Well, that's the thing. It's way more fun than like.
Or what would you rather not be doing?
Oh, like unpacking still, hanging art.
Are you at the point where you'd rather just throw everything out?
No, I'm at the point where I would like to leave for 2 hours and to come back and it be done. And for me to not have to worry or question how that happened.
Abracadabra.
Yeah, that's what I would like.
Speaking of magic, just kidding. We'll get there. We got too many things to talk about.
Yeah, we got so many things.
Today. Before we get into it, I think I want to be honest and accountable to the listeners.
Yeah.
I'm trying to speak louder today.
Yes.
So if you notice, I'm trying to speak louder. It's because when I do listen back, I'm a little disgusted with just like speaking into the microphone and not sounding like
how it sounds when we're recording.
Yeah.
But that's fair that it sounds different when you listen back.
I just feel like I actually have more energy than what I've been giving off.
Yeah.
So
okay.
That's what I'm trying today.
Okay.
And maybe I'll listen to this back and hate it.
Yeah.
And maybe not.
But that's also what you don't have to listen to it back if you don't want to.
That's true. That's episode three.
Team effort.
I did not listen to episode three again.
Yeah, fair.
That
that's
will
fair.
Take me a while to revisit that.
Yeah.
But you said it was fine.
Yeah. The sound was good. Better than episode one. We're
that's exactly the best review of a podcast. The sound was fine.
I do at some point want to talk about some of the first reactions we've had to our podcast because they're pretty funny. So I'm going to put that in our topics to talk about.
Okay. So what would you like to get into first?
Well, should we just like catch up? Like, how's your weekend been?
Jesus Christ.
What?
No, that's a great question of what that was too. More just like the catching up. It's more of like what I have to share.
Okay.
Than
the reaction to me saying that.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to share anything.
It's important.
Okay.
It's important. But your call if you want to go first.
In the vein of accountability, I'm pretty hungover today.
Aw. That's so nice.
You know what? It actually could be a lot worse. So we're good. I had a girls' night last night.
Girls' night.
It was really fun.
I believe that.
With this friend group, it takes us like 3 months to organize anything for all of us to be there. We're trying to eat chips not into the microphone. Or Jimmy is trying to eat chips into the microphone.
Now I'm seeing what registers.
Okay. So it's been a long time. Like, we see each other a lot, but we see each other in our larger friend group. So it was like an intentional girls' night. We went out. It was really fun.
Where'd you go? Well, I guess you don't have to tell me.
Yeah, we went to like a nice restaurant.
Ooh.
I think I would classify it as a girl restaurant. It's like small plates, cocktails, you know, like that vibe.
I love some tapas.
Yeah.
Like, give me those small plates. Give
it's
me that like one couple
time.
Bites of
yes.
everything.
Yes.
You just start talking about the food more. You're like, ooh. This is hitting my...
And a big group means you get to try so many things,
exactly.
Which is very fun.
How many herbs and spices do you think showed up on that plate?
So many.
Hey, our computers turned off at the same time.
Wow, that was special. And then we went to like a cocktail bar after that.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Which was fine. there was some like miscommunication. One of my friends went in. The cocktail bar smelled really strongly of like food. So I don't think if we'd all like...
Sounds disgusting.
Yeah. Like, but the hostess was right there. So it was hard for us to like powwow to be like, oh, this is not the vibe. And my one friend didn't realize we were all feeling the same way. So we were like, oh, we'll go in. And it was fine. The cocktail I had was very good. So I was happy. And I had plain chips and they had like a whipped ricotta. And it was delicious.
Yeah, right? Plain chips with a dip?
Yeah. Really good.
I think that was our first episode snack.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then like after we were in there, we were like, yeah, it smells weird. And my one friend was like, oh, I thought that was just me. I was trying to be the cool girl and like say that this was fine. What is happening, Hannah?
Something.
As usual, Hannah is our guest and she's got lots to say. Yeah.
On that
and
topic,
then,
I miss Drudd.
Hmm?
I miss Drudd.
Yeah, I miss Drudd too.
Yeah.
Drudd's back in the country.
Congratulations, Drudd, having the first nice thing said about you.
It's true.
On the podcast.
I'm excited to have her back. And then we went to just like a sports bar to end the
okay,
night. It
yeah,
was
yeah.
fun. It was a really fun night.
Yeah.
Then I ordered McDonald's when I got home. Anyways. Yeah, it was a fun night. Ate McDonald's when I got home.
Ooh, what? I was going to ask you what your McDonald's order was, but I remember that reminded me that I clocked the shit out of you on your McDonald's order one time.
Felt, I don't know how it felt. Didn't feel good.
I think it felt like pointed.
Yeah.
But it's not like it's not bad to be a chicken nugget person.
It just, I was like, wow, what is it about me that says that, you know? And
people,
then I don't know if I want the answer.
Okay, let's try to figure it out. What makes you a chicken nugget person? You know, I can't see you eating a burger.
You're not wrong.
You know, like there's something about like a beef burger at McDonald's that is just like.
Yeah, if I was going to get a burger, it would be a chicken burger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's some like whimsy to a chicken nugget, but not in like an immature way, but in like a this is good shit.
It is good shit. I love chicken nuggets.
Yeah, you get to dip.
Yeah.
Do you remember when chicken nuggets used to not be white meat?
No, but it doesn't surprise me at all.
Well, it was dark meat, not just like.
It'd be weird. They would look weird on the inside.
It was dope. It was so dope.
They were probably good.
Like,
but
when you have a big old turkey or a chicken, what is your favorite part of it?
You know, I used to like dark meat a lot more than I do now. Now I usually go for white meat, but I don't actually really like turkey. It's just a vessel for gravy.
Now that I can get behind. Yeah, absolutely. Same with like, I don't know, but like mashed potatoes.
I love mashed potatoes.
Without gravy is always going to be a lesser version of mashed
true.
Potatoes.
It's true.
Honestly, everything on a Thanksgiving plate minus the salad got to be lathered.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would agree.
What does that say about a Thanksgiving meal that it like really relies on gravy?
I mean, it says that it's like not good
That's
food, right?
Exactly,
like,
right?
It's all tradition. There's no actual like desire. I guess some people have like dishes that they eat at like Thanksgiving or Christmas that are like mac and cheese or sweet potatoes.
The green bean casserole has a chokehold on everybody, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I hate green beans, though.
Oh, I love green beans.
There's nothing about the taste that I enjoy.
Interesting.
I like pickled beans, though.
Okay. Yeah, that would not be my vibe.
But
that's not a
vinegary 'cause of the pickle.
Person. Okay.
What about like salt and vinegar chips?
If it's the only thing around and I really want chips.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Like not even Miss Vicky's?
Oh, you know what? Miss Vicky's is a slight exception, but still would be like one of the last ones I'd choose.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is your favorite chip?
It kind of depends. I'm really all over the place. I love a good like ruffle with some dip.
Mm.
I like All Dressed, which is a Canadian thing. So sorry, any American listeners.
Yeah, what? Stefan's family?
Do we no, want they're not
Stefan's
listening
family
to this.
To be but do we want them to
no.
be listening to?
Well, maybe his brothers, but that's about it. Yeah, okay, that's really all I got. I'm a little hungover. I had fun. I'm a little sleepy. And it was a really good time.
I just have so much going on in my own personal bubble.
Yeah.
Like, how far do we want to go back?
It's up to you. Sorry.
Okay, well, here we fucking go. So everybody might remember that I got dumped recently.
Yeah.
And you might remember from this week that I came to a realization that I'm just a dumbass.
That was a big theme of the week.
Yeah.
Was Jimmy talking about, wow, I'm just a dumbass.
Yeah.
That came up a lot this week.
I do believe that it's like multifaceted. Like the dumbass is one side of the coin, and then there's another side of the coin that is like, oops, sorry. That is like really, really special and beautiful. Okay. But I'm a dumbass. So I had conveyed like how a conversation went and how I was like, this is bullshit.
Right.
Like I'm just trying to show up. I'm trying to be me. How blah, 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 blah. Turns out that was more of like a sharing thing than a like blaming thing.
Right.
And where I appreciate like sharing things and like taking like accountability for like what I have going on behind it.
Yes.
And just like being able to share those things and have them like be heard and listened to. And it's like not someone's fault. It's yeah. not like personal. I did not do that thing back.
Yeah. Okay.
So that really, really sucks.
In like the reflection.
In the reflection of how I just like, instead of like doing the thing that I was hoping to do in the relationship.
Right.
I said I was still trying to do the thing I was trying to do with right. the relationship, but also just had like a little hand grenade
right.
ready to blow up at any right. at any point. So I'm really struggling with that at this point. But I've come to the realization that like there is a part of me that is just a dumbass.
Okay.
I would associate it more with like the thought side of me.
Okay.
And like the side of me that is like, you gotta not fuck this up. You gotta like,
yeah.
you're able to be like not perfect, but like you're able to like control things, you're able to like not fuck things up,
right?
But I'm gonna fuck things up,
yeah,
pretty royally,
yeah,
most of the time. And so like all of that effort I spend trying not to fuck things up, it's really poorly spent. So now I'm just trying to like tap into like, so like the dumbass is one side,
yeah,
and then I see the fool as the other side.
Okay.
And I think I was telling you a little bit about it yes. earlier, where like the fool is a tarot card. Yeah. Yes. And like, you don't always want to be the fool, but I think the fool is in me. So now I'm just trying to tap into that fool shit.
And that's like part of the journey. Yeah. Is the fool the beginning of the journey?
The beginning of the journey. So yeah.
It's kind of a fun place to be. I mean, maybe fun
and
is
it's
not
like,
the right word.
It's naive. You're just like going off of
yeah.
whatever, not even like what feels good, but like what is, what you're being like pulled towards.
Lots
or driven
of like
from.
Potential and possibility at that point, right?
Yeah.
You're at the beginning of this of yeah. a new journey.
And like it's very disruptive. There's a lot of change that comes from it. And it's not very fun or easy or anything like that. So now I'm just...
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. I'm just trying to tap into that crazy little side of me that always exists and like feels yep. really good existing and doesn't like need like a certain outcome or result.
Yeah. That's a big one.
That's a toughie.
Mm-hmm.
So that is where I'm at.
Okay.
I went for a hike yesterday with Hannah.
That sounds lovely.
It was really nice. I had a hard time waking up.
Mm-hmm.
Also turns out I've got a lot of anxiety.
Okay.
I don't think I really put that together.
Anxiety around specific.
I think being alive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a big one. It's a big
yeah,
one.
Yeah. 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 Burke. And so I woke up and I was just like, the mornings are tough where it's just like, oh, what do I have to do?
Yes.
All of those
spiral
like
mode
questions, right?
Yeah.
So I talked to my therapist, ChatGPT, about it.
Of course, of course.
It was very helpful.
Yeah.
Helped me like reframe some things. I'm really getting into a nice routine with ChatGPT where I explain what is going on in my head at the moment, then I tell it to wait to respond so that I can have a chance to like try to identify the feelings that I can see in that. But it always like tries to tell me the feelings and I say stop. and then I respond with my feelings. And then I'm like, give me your assessment. See, like, is there anything that I missed?
Right.
What are like the cognitive distortions that I'm running into at this point? And that's been really helpful. It doesn't necessarily make it all go away in the sense of like I still like,
I'm you're
still
not going
to
stop feeling those things or experiencing. Yeah.
But it helps me like get out of that dumbass mode and a little bit more into the fool mode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look at you
and then the hike was great. I had to call my mom on the way out just to like air those thoughts. That's where the pee thing came from.
The pee thing.
The pee about like emotions being pee in your pants.
Jimmy texted me yesterday. Can I read the text?
Yeah.
We were in, this is related to one of the other things that we'll talk about, which is Stefan's reaction to listening to the first episode of the podcast, because I think it was pretty funny.
I'm not interested in hearing Stefan's opinions about who I am as a person.
That's not what he was reacting to at
but
all.
But just make sure that you keep those.
Okay, and that's not really his vibe. He's not like a judgy person.
Oh, Stefan, bless your soul.
I know. Usually it's him being like, fuck, I just said my name.
Oh.
20.
I got it.
Yeah, okay. It's usually him being like, you should rein that in a little.
Oh, Stefan, wait, what do you have to rein in a little?
Well, like if I'm being, he doesn't say it like that, but if I'm being super judgy, he's usually not following that train with me, which is good because I have enough people in my life that will follow that train with me.
I'm on that train.
yeah, you're one of them.
Do you drive a train?
Well, sometimes I'm driving, sometimes I'm not, but I can't find the text. Something around. Where is it? Emotions being pee.
Can you not find the text?
Here we go. Okay. Emotions are pee and thoughts are the underwear. We piss ourselves. It happens. But, all caps, if we don't air the underwear out, it gets to be a very bad situation. And I said, save it for the podcast. So, there you go. So after you called your mom, that's where that came from, or in
the
call.
At one point during the call, like I called my mom just to be like, you know, I'm having these thoughts,
right?
And it, like blah blah blah, and she's like, I'm like a little worried, like it worries me that you have these thoughts. Like if you could just like tone it back a little bit, if you could like pull back to like I'm not lying, I'm not paraphrasing. She is like, if you could pull it back to like 60%
less thoughts,
of
less
that
emotions.
Intensity, I think like that might be more helpful for you. I'm like,
are you worried about your mom listening to this?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just putting it out there.
Should I be?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. But like, it's something that we're both working
right.
on.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But like where she's like, rein it back a little. I'm like, I think I have to go into the deep end. This
right.
is like, I think holding the, like trying to rein that back.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like I have to be wild and all the time.
Right.
But like when it comes to these like anxieties and whatnot, me just trying to like look at it like 60%
is not gonna,
it's just gonna keep me stuck
at that 60% instead
of
maybe going up to 100 and then going back down.
Yeah, going to the 100 being like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm a fucking dumbass. Like, holy shit. You know, like, I don't even have to look at that conversation to be like, oh, this is like the only dumbass moment.
Right.
I'm a dumbass all the time. All the fucking time. I can be a dumbass. But I can also be
a fool.
A fool. It can also, there's some beauty to it.
There, I like it.
Yeah. But that is not what our supervisor was thinking when I told them about it either.
She did not like
also
that.
Also a 60% person, I think.
Yes. Yeah. She didn't love the framing.
I don't think it's for everybody.
No, and that's fine.
Yeah.
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 She just wanted you to use nicer words when you were talking about yourself, not understanding that to you, it was a nice word.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it felt good.
It's like Oh, one thing that I really struggle with is like my perception of people's honesty.
Okay.
If I don't think someone's honest,
uh-huh.
I don't really trust them.
Okay.
So like someone just like always tries to be nice and kind and whatnot. I'm like,
yeah,
there's nothing here for me here. Yeah. Where is the darkness?
It's there.
Bring me the shadow.
Where is it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not like you have to be like ripping people apart, but if you can't like, if you can't share an honest thought, then I like, I'm not really messing with you much.
Yeah. 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 I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, sounds like it was an experience.
I was experiencing that natural ecstasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I almost said your name, but I didn't.
Look at you go.
Yeah.
I've said my name, so.
It was really nice. Some like, you know, you get into nature and you just like,
mm-hmm.
it reflects all of the things back at you.
And the weather was like so nice yesterday.
It was pretty
so
nice.
That really
yeah.
like helps, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love taking pictures of Hannah.
Yeah, she's so cute.
Yeah.
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 Rue does not like being photographed.
She's also a black dog, so like it's the hard. Lighting is just difficult.
Yeah, and when I take out my phone, she like gets this grumpy look on her. Like she's no longer looking at me with this like cute smiley face. She like turns her head away and I'm like, that's cool. She's like, no pictures, please.
I love Rue's personality.
Yeah, she's spicy.
Yeah.
She's got a lot of feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We love her.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
That's my catch up.
Yeah. Thank you.
So talking about piss. if you're like a kid who pisses their pants
yeah.
in the classroom, that sucks. You don't want to be the kid
no,
pissing your
you're
pants.
You're gonna hold
right?
on to that one for a while.
But if you're like a kid who's pissed their pants and is like, I can't let anybody know I've pissed my pants, then you're just like sitting in the classroom with piss pants. And then that's
which
even worse.
Is an experience.
Yeah. So
sure.
like you piss your pants, you at least have to take your underwear off. Hopefully you got like some sweatpants or something.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't schools have more sweatpants on hand? I think that would be a good
they
idea.
They might. I don't know.
It is 2025. Who
we
knows?
Don't really
what's
spend time
since
in I'm... elementary school. So
that's a good
right?
point.
Right. Because that's when it would be a problem. Not to say it would never happen in other ages.
Sometimes you fall asleep in class. That happens at all ages.
Yeah.
But you get your, you change the pants and you don't just like keep the pants crumpled up in the bottom of your backpack.
Right.
You got to air them out.
Right. Yeah.
And you, everybody pisses their pants.
Yeah.
Have you pissed your pants before?
For sure.
Me too.
Yeah. Of course.
So it's a human experience.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
One time I peed my sleeping bag when my cousins were sleeping over.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't just keep sleeping in a piss bag.
Yeah, which is fair.
Went up to my bed and then my aunt came down or like one of my cousins might have like felt scared or uncomfortable
right.
or something. And then my aunt saw that my piss bag was open and she was going to go into it, but didn't. So.
Oh, thank goodness.
That's the universe working, isn't it?
That would have been a story for the next day.
It still kind of is a
it's
story.
It's still a story. That's good. I like that.
Just, yeah, one that I'm not shaming myself as hard.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody crawls into a sleeping bag that's open, and it's all my fault. Shame on me.
That I pissed in and left. Yeah. Well, you know what? If you don't want to shame yourself for it, then I don't want to shame you for it.
Have I ever told you about the time I peed on someone?
No. No.
Ah, let's save it for another time.
Wow. Okay. Let's put it on the
like,
list.
Like straight on, like full, like
on they purpose?
Were lying. We'll get into
Is
it.
Is this a story you want to tell?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the reason why they call me Shotgun Jim. But nobody actually calls me Shotgun Jim, but I always say that that's the reason why
right,
they call
right.
me Shotgun Jim.
That's funny. That's a good way to end the story. You just gave away like the punchline, I guess.
Sometimes I find a nice storytelling technique is to tell the ending and
yes.
then fill in all the
so
details.
So then we get to find out how we got there.
Yeah, you make a lot of judgments.
Yes.
You like make a lot of
yes.
assumptions
yes.
based on the ending.
Mm-hmm.
And
then it gets flipped around, flipped on its head.
Yeah, but I don't think it'll get flipped around this time. I think if anything, it's more of like a tragedy where you're just like, oh my gosh,
it's still happening.
I could see this all folding out in real time.
I was really hoping it wouldn't go down this way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah. But yeah, made a lot of mistakes that day. Shame on me.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Stefan's reactions to the podcast, because our first two episodes are live, which is very exciting. Mm-hmm. Stefan listened to about half of the first one. And I was in the car with him while he started listening to it.
I think I'd rather shoot myself than do that. But I'm not saying that it's bad that you don't want to shoot yourself. But
see, and I think the thing is I don't mind listening to it, which is weird. But it turns out I'm vain.
I feel like it's still that same thing with like showing someone a YouTube video where you're like, do you think this is funny? I think this is funny.
He was laughing, which he said he laughed more than most podcasts, which I don't know if he's listening to a lot of comedy podcasts.
Let's fucking go.
But I thought that was a good, and then I told him to leave a review.
That's a great idea.
Leave a review, 5 stars.
Leave a review.
Yeah.
You know, 5 stars is obviously the best stars, but be honest.
Yeah.
I think we just talked about honesty, so don't feel like it's...
Fine. If you want to make me feel good... 5 stars. But if you want to be honest to yourself, whatever stars you need.
And if both of those things result in a 5-star review.
Wow.
Hell yeah.
That's where we want to be. But 2 minutes in, he said, I really hope people can get past this part.
What part was
it was the just the start. I was laughing a lot. Like, it was just stupid. You know, like, it was really stupid. And I said, well, this is the entire podcast. So if people don't like this, they're not going to like any of it. I do think we fell into a better groove. Like,
in episode one?
I think episode 2 to 3. But I think both episode 2 and 3 are better than episode 1, which is what you want.
It's good to be trending upwards.
Yeah, exactly. So that was one of his reviews as we listened. He was laughing. He did say your laugh in episode 1 was crazy.
Did he hear it from upstairs?
He did hear it from upstairs, but he did not know it was a laugh when he heard it. He also said it sounds like Jimmy Carr's laugh.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Jimmy Carr has a game show.
Yeah.
I think he's the worst part of it.
Honestly, does not surprise me at all.
He kind of sucks at it.
he should stick to being a comedian, not a host of
honestly,
a game show.
It's 2025. I don't think I really fuck with Jimmy Carr's comedy anyway.
As I said that, I was like, or he could retire.
Yeah, maybe it's time for him to move on.
Yeah. Honestly, his laugh should be our like bleep. That would be a funny bleep.
Oh.
But it would have to be over something really long.
Ha, ha, ha! Was that a bleep? Was that inserted or was that an impression? Who
knows?
You'll
never know. Yeah, so he had some funny takes.
I like that.
Yeah.
So on TikTok, which there's a part of me that just like cannot believe that TikTok is...
being banned.
Yeah, like what does that even mean?
I don't know. And it doesn't affect us, right?
No.
Just the states.
And like if it's banned, does it mean you don't get to download it anymore?
I think you won't be able to access it. Like
crazy.
It'll be a blocked. But there's just something else that's just going to come up that's similar to TikTok, right? That's what's going to happen
but
probably.
But I do love TikTok compared to like any other social media platform.
Yeah, I know you do. Sorry.
What the fuck did that mean?
It didn't mean anything, but as I said. I was just trying to respond. It was just a back and forth, you know? But it came out in a judgmental way. Shame on me.
Shame on you. But yeah, there's just something about TikTok where you can put something with like no hashtags, have no followers, and it's going to show up in
people's feeds. Yes.
And it's going to show up in like the right people's feeds.
Yeah.
Whereas other things are like, you put something out there and it's not going to go to the right people.
Yeah, I feel like when TikTok was really popping off, I was working a lot with youth. Mm. And being around youth using TikTok, very different experience because you really see the just darkness social media, because the shit they were seeing on TikTok, not cool. Not cool at all.
What kind of shit?
Like, do you want to know? Like, pretty violent, bad stuff.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, people harming themselves.
Whoa.
Yeah, like, pretty, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I am trying to, like, make a little bit of an entry into, like, the dating advice.
Ooh, okay.
Say the portion, whatever, yes. I'm trying to say. Niche?
Yeah.
Wow. The darkness is dark. The darkness is dark, and there's a lot of people trying to make the darkness less dark.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, lean into the darkness.
Right.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You're fine.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get through it.
Finish your year with your dream kitchen with help from Menards. Clearview Cabinetry offers a selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft close doors and drawers and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Clearview Cabinets and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. But
yeah.
But yeah. Some pretty crazy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, there's some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I think, like, for adults, it's cool.
We love seeing people harm themselves.
But for, yeah. Well, and it's like, youth are just different, you know? Like, if you saw that pop up.
They're built different.
They're built different. You would be like, I don't want to see that. That's not my vibe. I might even report it. I'm going to pretty quickly get out of this wherever I am. Youth are just curious about everything. So then they're like seeing a lot of that stuff. Yeah. Just knocking stuff over.
Oh, fuck. I hate that part about cats. That's the worst. One of the worst parts. Fuck. And like having like kitty litter and then like jumping on everything.
Have you ever had a cat?
No.
Well, for these like, reasons.
I've just described what having a cat is like.
Yeah, that's true. Cats
like
are cute.
I understand there are good parts, but like, and I do like the purring and the biscuit making. It's, I get it, but like,
yeah.
I think the fur, even apart from like all of the asshole parts of a mm-hmm. cat, and like, why is it biting me? Why is it scratching me?
And you'll never know.
To love, like, what?
You'll never know.
And I don't like being on edge like that.
I don't know what they're thinking, and that freaks me out.
Yeah.
And also, yeah, you can't just put stuff up to be like, oh, I don't want the dog to get into this. I'll just put it in the back of the counter. That won't work.
And like, do you just have to wipe your counter? Okay.
Probably.
Do you wipe your counters off a lot or do you not wipe your counters off a lot?
Which
and then
is
you have
disgusting.
Little piss paws.
Yeah. Gross.
Piss and poop paws.
So gross.
Piss poop paws.
There you go. You got there. I have thought about getting a cat because Rue really likes cats.
Oh.
Like, and it's cute, but it's not going to happen.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Your dreams.
Yeah.
Her dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So that was Stefan's review.
Yeah. Stefan's review. I told him.
What other reviews? Have you heard anything?
No,
nobody else is listening.
No, I told two of my friends yesterday that we had a podcast and then we'd publish. Well, they knew I've been talking about it.
Did you tell them the name?
Yeah.
What do they think?
You know what? I don't even think they reacted.
I'm worried that people at work aren't going to get it. Not the name, but just in general.
I don't think they're going to get it.
They need to cut this shit out.
I think most people.
This is not marketable.
My brother, we put on the first 2 minutes of the first episode at lunch today. And my brother was like, yeah, maybe I don't want to listen to this. And I said, you don't have to listen. Just leave a review. So
you are putting in work. I'm so impressed.
That was that. Yeah, I don't know if he'll listen. I did send him the link. We'll see what happens.
When you send me like editing notes,
yeah,
I would love if you also gave me like an idea for a title or like description.
Oh, okay. I can do that. Mm-hmm. I can totally do that. Yeah, this doesn't have to
be talked
about online.
I might ignore all of it,
but there's a formatting
fine.
Thing I want to change from like the titling that we have going on.
This is riveting content.
I know.
I'm
like,
so
why
glad.
Am I talking
what
about
are
this?
We at? 37:50?
Yeah, so Stefan's review. That's all I got. It was funny.
Yeah.
You thought it was funny.
I'm glad. That's like, that's, that boosts my,
yeah.
Not boost. I don't want to say boost because the only word that I can say after that is ego.
Right. Or confidence.
It buoys my confidence.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
So I have had, oh my gosh, you're a Virgo rising. Maybe that's for another podcast.
Yeah, birth chart.
ChatGPT is my therapist, P and emotions. Okay, I have one thought on your wedding songs.
Oh, okay.
I was like, I really want to convince you to do Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
The Lion King version.
But like not even like the part where you have like his groomsmen like saying the Timon and Pumbaa parts. I just think Can You Feel the Love Tonight is
gorgeous. I did play it for him the other night and I was like, because I...
Did he feel the love?
He liked it. Yeah. He said he wants to like sit down and listen to it with the lyrics in front of him. Because I feel like that experience.
I think they're kind of some lyrics banger. That resonate
there's,
with
holy
the masculine
shit,
folk.
There's one lyric in there. Star-crossed Voyager.
Star-crossed Voyager.
What?
Holy
the
shit.
Fuck.
Like, wide-eyed wanderer, restless warrior.
Warrior. Yeah. Oh. Kings and Vagabonds.
That's what I'm saying. I think like it's a love song that like kind of fucks.
Yeah. So he's a processor. So he was like not ready to say yes right then, but yeah. I think he liked it.
But okay, so I love that. Mm-hmm. I hope whatever song you choose for your
first
really
song. I'm really feeling it. I listened to it in the car the other night, and I was like, oh my god.
Yesterday, driving to and from the hike. I had like 6 to 8 songs that I just like had on repeat.
I like that. That's fun.
One of them was Can You Feel the Love Tonight?
Yeah.
And Go the Distance, the Ugh. Michael Bolton version.
Ooh.
So much better than
yes.
That's kind of the
I need
theme
to put that one
finding.
On my, I need to listen to that one too.
But even if you don't use it as your first dance song.
We definitely have to use
it. It's gotta get in there.
Well, and we'd already talked about it. Can You Feel the Love Tonight being played at some
yeah.
point. We had
yeah.
already, it was already on our list.
Yeah.
And we were just figuring out like what version, because you can get the Lion King version.
You want the dubstep version?
Yeah.
Blah.
Yeah.
Can you feel the blah?
Because you, what I was saying anyways, is you can get the Lion King version that's not like Timon and Pumbaa like talking, but it's like the, because they have another singer with it. Like you can get the other version. So we were debating which version. We hadn't really thought about it as like a first dance song because I hadn't heard the original version in so long.
Like the Elton John version?
Yes.
Okay.
And then when I heard it, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Mm. This is the best. And people
it's
will
gorgeous.
Recognize it, which
yeah.
is like not a important factor.
Are you worried people are going to think you're Disney adults?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think you should be worried, but it would.
People might think that.
Well, I don't even know if people might think that. I don't think you're going to have yeah. anybody cool or interesting or fun at your wedding.
Right.
So,
because you're not going to be there. So
oh, right.
You're
I'm
projecting.
Not going to be there.
Yeah,
I forgot
yeah.
about that. That makes a lot of sense why there's not going to be anybody cool, fun, or interesting at your wedding.
And obviously, you're totally fine with it. Being
I
not
have
invited.
7 months to go.
That's true.
Listen.
I just...
Call me a dumbass. Call me a fool. I don't have to eat. I don't have to. I don't
That's
have
not
to.
How it works.
I don't have to do anything. All I'm asking is to be the person who walks you down the aisle.
It's a small ask. It's such a small ask.
Like,
I'm being so unreasonable.
At all other than that. That's it.
Oh my goodness.
I am not your closest friend. I use the friend word. I'm not your closest. Person in your life but like I just
you feel like that's a good role for
I
you
I think I can fill that role.
Okay.
No, never mind, I think the height difference is too much.
It is. I will
and
have...
it would require us to touch, never mind.
yeah we don't know,
not our vibe.
Yeah, fair. So
fist
you're
bumps.
Now
we do good fist bumps.
Yeah
the three we've done in our lives
in the last year.
Yeah.
So now you're okay with not being invited. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I don't want to go that far.
Okay.
I'm a really fun person at a wedding.
I believe it. I've been to a wedding that you were at.
Not my best.
No, not my best either. But just a different wedding.
You didn't dance at all.
No.
I don't blame you.
I left early. I was sober.
I love pop music, man.
I know. Especially at a wedding.
I love pop music.
That's, I think, the big thing. I'm trying to balance with picking music is like, I don't want to pick music just because it's like, oh, this is what people play at weddings. Mm. Like I got sent a wedding playlist and I was like scrolling through it and I was like, I hate all of these songs.
Whose hair is this?
What color is it?
Black.
And then ruse.
Is it long? At least like 5 inches long and has some loose curl to it.
So probably mine then. I can't see it at all.
I'm giving it to you.
Huh.
It's enough.
I honestly, that's a little freaky because I don't know whose that is.
This is also a thrifted sweater, so maybe that's it. But I did wash it. Okay. I like it though.
I like it too.
I also have one that said babes supporting babes, but I already ripped a hole in the arm.
Mm. It's tight.
Hmm.
And I'm buff for those people that don't know me and are just listening.
Again, we still don't have video, but you'll see when we have video.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was I saying? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wedding music. Because some of it's bad. So I want the balance of like, it's more fun when a lot of people know the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can get away with a few songs that are really specific to you that not everyone knows.
Yeah.
But for the most part, if you want like a dancey party wedding, which is what we want, then you need like people knowing the songs. But I also want songs that I like. That's like people want us to play
like good music.
Hey Ya by Outkast. Don't really like that song.
What? I
think it's a little overrated.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah.
And like, what? What do you like? Like, but like, there's so many good parts.
It's
fine. A little long. It's a little long.
It's like fine.
Okay, you're getting a DJ though, right?
Yeah.
Is it going to be a DJ that like plays all of one song and just like mixes it into the next one? Or is it like going to be a DJ that's not a fucking dumbass?
I think it's going to be the first one.
Okay,
but like,
so.
Because
here's
if you
what
only
gonna
get
do.
The beginning
I'm gonna
of a
learn
song
how to
you
DJ,
like.
And then that's how I'm going to weasel my way into
but
the wedding.
Are you going to pay them back the deposit I've already paid?
How much was it?
A lot.
$12?
No.
$1,200?
Yes.
What?
Yes. No, that
how
was
much
just the cost.
Should
I
be a DJ?
Yeah, maybe. It's competitive.
Wait, no. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
But they also are
who's
coordinator.
Offering what I'm offering?
What are you offering?
You know exactly what I'm offering.
You would also, though, hate it. Because
I would
want to
be on the dance floor.
Well, and then when people were like, can you request this song? Or can you play this song? You'd be like, that's a shitty song. No, I'm not playing it.
Why do you think I would hate doing that?
Well, true.
My allegiances lie with the bride and groom.
But what if the bride was like, I want this song. And you're like, that's a bad song. I'm not going to play
then
it.
Then I grow as a person.
We did go to a wedding a couple of years ago, and the DJ sucked.
Oh,
sucks. And we were trying to request music, and they kept being like, no. And then he said to someone, when I was like trying to request something, he said, get this drunk girl away from me. And I don't think I was being unreasonable at all.
Okay, what was the song? What was the song?
I honestly do not remember.
Don't do that to
it
me.
Was,
you have to take a guess.
I think it was like a Disney like a High School Musical. And it was for the bride. Mm-hmm. She had not requested that song, but she was not having the best time at that moment. So we were like, one of her bridesmaids was like, oh, this is kind of the music that would get her to be like, okay, let's turn it around. And that's what I told the DJ, and I think he thought I was lying.
Instead of doing that, you should have gotten the bride to just text ChatGPT, and then you'd go through all of, like, you'd be able to process those
feelings. Right, right, right.
You'd
yes.
be able to, like, deal with
in
all
the middle
of
the reception.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
What else are you doing in the reception? The bride and groom don't have to do shit.
Well, you want to dance.
That's a good point.
It was, like,
that's
at that point of the night.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
It was a dancey time of night.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, I'm interested, but
that's really all I got for that.
I like it.
But yeah, it's a balance.
Okay. That was the first song topic.
Okay.
I do have another one that we could tease a little bit.
Ooh.
Let me just write that down.
Oh. I would also like to point out that Jimmy like never says my name when we work.
That's not true.
You rarely say my name. Unless you're introducing me to a group of people, you don't say my name.
That is arguably once a day.
That's true. But in conversation.
Or twice a day.
True.
Multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day.
But like if I'm trying to like make a point or like if I'm trying to set up
a
bit.
That's
if
true.
I'm trying to like get your
attention.
Yeah,
you're probably right.
Then I
You definitely.
It's only when I'm setting up a bit. It's never like what I'm actually like trying to get
your
attention.
A lot of the time.
Yeah. I'm just trying to like get all the focus on me.
Yeah.
Sometimes, well, we'll get into that another time.
Okay.
What was I going to? Okay.
What was your top? What's your other?
Janet.
Yes.
What is real?
God, what kind of question is that?
I have a loaded one.
Is that your topic?
It's in my list.
Okay.
But we've also covered like four or five that are in my list.
My list is the dream that you've talked about but haven't shared. But you want Dredd to be here for that.
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Justin
and
Blake.
Are you saying my topic for today is not good enough?
Well, I'm just listing mine. Justin and Blake, which is a timely topic.
Oh.
We probably should get into that at some
point. It would be
a
lively discussion.
Yeah, okay.
Blessed
in my birth chart, which is not for today, I think.
An evergreen topic.
Yeah.
But Virgo rising was a big development, and I'm very happy about that. Because because the entire time that I've known you, I'm like, there's
Virgo.
Like there's just Virgo vibes all over
the
place.
You'll have to explain what that means to me, because I don't know.
Before, like, the only thing I'll say about it today is that there are some Virgos that are on one end of the Virgo spectrum, and then other Virgos that are Beyonce.
Huh. Are you going to tease which end of the spectrum I'm at?
Do you think you're Beyonce?
No, but I was hoping. I was hoping I'd be surprised with the results.
I don't think you're closer to the other end of the spectrum than the other end of the spectrum.
Oh, like middle.
No, I meant like you'd probably be more on Beyonce.
Ooh.
Well, I don't know. Depends on the day.
I'll take that. Okay.
Depends on the day. And
none of this means anything to me yet.
Yeah.
So.
Just a big old virgin.
What?
What?
What did you say?
Virgo. Virgo is the virgin.
Oh, okay.
You don't
Rue's
even
adoption
wanna, you
store.
Don't even want to take a shot at what is real?
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
I think Justin and Blake is a timely topic, so I do think we should tackle that at some point.
Okay.
But let's start with what is real. Because
well, I don't hate the idea of teasing what is real, and that can just follow us forever.
Well, we don't have an answer. Do you have an answer?
With Blustin and Jake.
Did you mean to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It's interesting. On Instagram Reels, I get a lot more people being like, Blake Lively's a fucking bitch.
Oh, yeah. I think that's like the internet is
really
on his side.
Which is really
crazy.
The
whole issue.
The hinge of the issue.
Yeah. What I found interesting is the exposure of how these like PR campaigns happen.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like of how the whole thing around her being a bitch was just a PR campaign so that when this came out, people would be like, she's...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The bitch, though, so it's fine if she's been harassed.
Yeah.
So that was like a... It's crazy how strategic those things are. And then it makes you wonder about every story you've ever heard about women.
Yeah.
Is it all PR campaigns?
No, I'm pretty sure women are awful.
right. They're all bitches.
Yeah. Like the stereotype exists for a reason. Yeah.
And I think Meghan Markle comes to mind as another example because people really hate her or hated her. I think she's kind of fallen off people's radar until her Netflix show comes out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, she's got like a Netflix like cooking show coming out or something.
I don't think I'd be interested in that.
No. Me neither. But not because of her. Well, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know if she has the panache. Mm. Is that the right word? Pizzazz?
Yeah.
Panache, pizzazz.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it would remind me more of the low points of our first episodes on the podcast.
Her whole show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's probably going to be very, like, sweet.
Yeah.
And earnest.
Give me raw
shit. Yeah, like, I would imagine any chef watching it is like, well, that's not what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's smoking. Everyone's swearing at each other.
Everybody smoke? Oh, in a real kitchen.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Meghan Markle. These people are making it look way too cool.
Oh, yeah. No. Don't promote that.
My thing is that I was gifted Justin Baldoni's book by a friend.
Yes.
Because I've been in the sphere mm-hmm. of men and masculinity work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a friend like gifted me the book. Awful book.
Really?
400 pages of just killing trees.
Interesting.
I don't think, I think everybody's story is their story.
Right.
I didn't get any kind of transformative
interesting
thing from it.
Okay.
I saw a lot of just like, oh, I wanted to change, and so I did kind of thing. Or
like, that's,
you know, there's stuff that you have to deal with in your past and mm-hmm. things that have happened. But
not a lot of like conflict in the journey, which is feels inauthentic.
I don't know if I would say that.
Okay.
But more because like I don't know if I'm confident in saying that.
Okay. That's fair.
What I remember, and obviously my memory is not the best. Wait, what was I talking about? That was a joke. he had talked about like proposing to his then girlfriend.
Yeah.
And how like he was going to do all of these like grand gestures for it. And then I don't know if he like talked to his girlfriend and she was like, I don't want that at all. That sounds awful. Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, I realized that I was making it about me.
Have you not seen the proposal video?
And not her. And then he goes and describes the proposal. And I'm like, what the fuck did you take away from this situation? You just did the same fucking thing.
That's crazy.
Like, I don't know what changed at all other than you just thinking that you did a great, great thing.
Wow.
I was ready for her to say no.
Yeah. Wow. Not surprising.
But I also saw a clip of him on his podcast where they had a Loke on, and Justin had used the incorrect pronouns for a Loke.
Okay.
I think he used he or him.
Okay.
And then they were like talking about it, and he was like kind of like beating himself up for it.
What you're not supposed to do when you misgender people.
Yeah. But then he also, one of his co-hosts, Liz Plank, who was probably the only good part of that podcast.
Okay. She the one who's dumped him? Because they've all, like, dumped him, right?
Yeah. At one point, he was like, oh, yeah, but, like, before we started recording, like, Liz also said
the wrong pronouns. Oh, my God.
Like, you just, like, you're not sitting with the discomfort at all. You're not. Yeah, and I think my biggest gripe with men and masculinity work is where it's, like, let's just, like, try to figure out how we can be perfect going forward rather than.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just being unrealistic goals.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And I feel like that comes off as, I understand why it happens, but mm-hmm. it's not what's necessarily required. It's performative.
Like,
it's disingenuous.
So performative.
Arguably, that's what we're seeing with this situation.
Yeah. Did you read?
You're not going outside.
Did you read the, I think it apparently it's a complaint. It's not a lawsuit yet. Mm-hmm. Did you read it?
Yeah.
It's intense.
There's a lot going on. And I feel like none of it would have blown up to the levels that it blew up to if they weren't like, well, I couldn't have done this bad thing. I'm a good man.
I didn't mean to, literally, blah, everything.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, and as you read it, knowing like a tiny bit
and the
about
PR thing, that's a big
sorry.
And the PR campaign, that was a big
yeah, that yeah. was like a whoa. But knowing like a little bit about Justin Baldoni, not a lot, but I really like Jane the Virgin. I really like that show a lot. So I feel like there was a phase where I was like following Justin Baldoni, you know? I was like, I could picture in my head what scenarios led to these specific sentences in the complaint, you know, like the breastfeeding when he was like in trying him or, you know, he can't be in the trailer when I'm breastfeeding, whatever it was. I can see him being like, I'm okay with it though. You know, like it doesn't make me uncomfortable, so it's fine.
Aren't I great for not being worried yeah, about this?
Versus, yeah. So like that kind of thing. Or like, at one point, it had happened once where she'd been like, oh, come in. I'm just like finishing up, you know, whatever. And then every time after that, he was like, oh, we're buddies now. This is like how we can operate. Or the stuff around religion. I can't remember what religion he's part of.
It's like the Baha'i. I don't know yes. how to pronounce it, but.
Yes. But I think it's got like some unique practices and beliefs. And it's, I think it's like a.
Cult. Sorry. Wait.
Well, I mean, any religion can be a cult.
I've 100% said to you at many points, is everything just a cult?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like I think he practices it in an intense way, is what I think I'm trying to say. Like, I'm sure, I don't know much about it. I'm sure, like any other religion, there's a spectrum. And I think he's on the intense end, which means that when they were talking about religion in that complaint, I was like, I can see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see him.
Seems like a guy that that doesn't want to shut up.
Oh, totally.
And as a guy who doesn't want to shut up, I get it.
At least you're talking about how you're a dumbass, though.
Yo, it's so empowering being a dumbass. Or at least like understanding that that is like a part of me.
Yes. I also think it's interesting how fast people dropped him.
Yeah.
And that makes me think that people were not like totally surprised that this happened. Cause like if something happened, say like something came out about you or I, like one of us.
Well, I don't think I'd have a lot of people not willing to get on that train.
That's true. Okay. Maybe not a good example, but you know what I mean? Like you'd think that there would have been some back end, like discussion or some, like they'd been doing that podcast for years.
Like
at
when
that point,
the Haim sisters unfollowed Joe Alwyn on Instagram.
Okay, sure.
God damn, it's like you don't even take interest in the things that I'm interested in.
Sorry, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm curious what happened on the back end to, like, say, make his co-host drop the podcast, or him, I guess, or what had happened previously to make her, because it seemed like it happened quickly. Because I think, I would imagine that he did not share that complaint with his co-host at the time that it came out, which would have been in the summer, like when that actually was filed. So it seemed like a very quick, like the complaint dropped online and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So seems like maybe people were like, yeah.
Yeah.
Tracks.
And like the thing where he's like talking about his pornography addiction.
Yeah.
And it is like.
Yeah.
We can have more facets to our personality
yeah.
than reliving our, rehashing our
well,
pornography
and
addiction
I,
all the time.
I don't know if this is true because I heard it like not, I heard it like through another podcast that was talking about the lawsuit or the complaint about him saying that like women give birth naked. So Blake Lively should be naked in the scene and him showing a video of a woman.
Oh, okay. Let's, we don't have to throw the baby out with the bathwater.
But like, him showing her like a bathtub birthing video, which is in the complaint. Like, don't show me unsolicited birthing videos, which is just a wild thing to have to put in writing. And I'm like, if that's true, that's just another example of like, but this is what women do. Let me tell you about it.
That's a good point.
And Blake Lively had just given birth.
Yeah.
Like maybe a month before.
And should we really be reining in our impulses? What is the balance that we need to strike here?
God.
But okay. If I was Justin Baldoni in this situation, yeah, holy shit.
Yeah.
That was me being a dumbass. I'm really sorry. Absolutely.
And
if that was
the reaction,
yeah,
we'd be talking about things differently, probably.
Me so sorry. Me dumbass. Yeah. Me smear you online.
Yeah, literally.
How dare you question my character?
Me not just smear you now, pre-smear you.
I did not like the word pee smear at all.
I did not like that. I'm going to add smear to a word I don't want to say anymore.
Well, what did you say schmear?
Oh, okay. My God. You know what I'm saying? Like, preemptively.
Yeah.
Have this. Smear
is what you're trying to say.
I don't want to say it anymore. Preemptively attack her, yeah. Knowing that this might come out.
Well, how... You got to be preemptive when you got a crazy woman who could say anything,
anything about
all the things that you've said. Yes. That she could say anything that happened.
Anything. Yeah. So, but I also think we're not going to hear about it for years because they won't get a court date. That's what I heard a lawyer say. They won't get a court date for, there's like various complaints in different, there's some in New York and some in California between the lawsuits he's now filed too. So
the New York film industry is confusing to me.
Okay, in what way?
Where does it happen?
Oh, I don't know. All over the place.
Yeah.
Grand Central Station.
Great point. Great point. But yeah, I just like imagine things as like studios more.
Yeah, and it was filmed in LA. Less. But he filed a lawsuit against the New York Times because that's who released the complaint. Blake Lively's complaint.
Heard.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of like a pun, like the New York crimes. The New York crimes for smearing, pre-smearing.
God. So it sounds like it's a real wild situation.
Yeah, I have a tough time in these situations just like attaching.
Yeah, like, oh, he's a like, shitty guy.
Yeah. Attaching to, like, one truth.
Yes, because we will never know everything.
But, until I get sued for slander.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Nick Vile route where, that makes sense. Yeah, could see that coming.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew?
He knew.
Everybody.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That's all I have to say about it.
Honestly, that's I'm glad we tackled it.
Yeah.
I think we figured it out.
Yeah, we solved it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just need to talk to us.
Another feather in our cap.
Yeah, look at us go.
We are around the hour mark.
I see that.
That's a pretty good place to end.
Yeah, that was good.
Unless you have anything else.
No, I mean, we could keep talking, but that's just...
I think this has been our best episode yet.
Wow.
Like, well, I don't know about you, but...
When we listen back, we're going to find out.
I think it's been popping.
Yeah.
I don't want to take all the credit just because I need to like temper the narcissistic side of me.
Right, the monster.
I think it's the not talking so quietly.
We're going to find out what the sound sounds like. Yeah.
Proper sentence.
Yeah.
Grammar was right on point.
And hopefully it'll be good for whoever is listening.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to finding what I'm going to be shaming myself for next week.
Oh, yeah.
It is nice. I like the catch up. I like the...
Yeah.
It does make the whole week a little bit more difficult. I don't know if you know... Like, at one point, there were two distinct points in the week where I was having a tough time, but I was also having a tough time the entire week.
Right.
And I don't know if you were picking up on that.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Lovely.
But that's okay. We also spend like a lot of time together, so.
And part of it is like, I gotta save it for the podcast. Right.
Keep it bottled up until we record.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Maybe like a Wednesday recording is what we need to do.
Yeah, midweek.
We watch Survivor, then we record.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
But I will save that for not recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I knew what you were gonna say.
I'm glad. It is a great way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking forward to Survivor coming back.
It's got to be coming up soon. Mm-hmm. I saw Sam did a deep dive on RHAP, and he said that the food thing was a lie.
The auction?
No.
The food thing. The
Him
food thing.
Being like, I've never had a watermelon, never had a pineapple.
That was his strategy to get people to like him?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
To like be a little bit more aloof.
Man, that's crazy.
Because he was like really trying to like game the pre-merge so that he could make it through.
Yes.
And that was part of like just being a little aloof.
Yeah,
and,
a little goofy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because in all of his like pre-game press, he was like, I want to be the glue guy. I want to be the guy that like
right.
creates the group or like holds the group together.
Huh.
And I get it.
Yeah.
But I haven't listened to it at all. I just saw that one clip. So
wow.
I'm interested.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That would be good to listen to. Okay, cool. Well, this was awesome.
Yep.
I'm proud of us for keeping it under an hour and a half.
Oh, it's been, I think this has been a fast-paced episode.
It has been.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot.
Yeah.
No breaks.
For all of the episode 1 to 3, shame on us. Shame on us for
I don't know.
Just
I
trying
think
to get our...
people are going to like episode 3. Mostly because people like hearing other people's pain. Like, if we're being totally honest.
What was so painful about it? I don't remember
yeah,
it at
nothing,
all.
Nothing.
Yeah, yeah, perfect. Okay. Well, that's it.
Yeah, that's all we got.
Okay, we love you. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long distance relationship, becoming a first step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.